as we get going this evening, I wanted to offer up just a short little reflection before we start taking calls from our lines, and that is the idea of gratitude or thanksgiving. You know, this is an often overlooked spiritual discipline, but something that for each of us, if we take the time to practice gratitude, it can be not only something that grows your spiritual life, but it fits in with the central mystery of the church, and that is the Eucharist, which is to give thanks. If we as Christians practice the art of gratitude and keeping and giving thanks in all things to God, we truly can grow as Christians. And I think having just celebrated the Feast of Thanksgiving and coming up through the holidays and into the new year, I've been encouraging my own parish to take up this spiritual exercise as something that can help them to grow as Christians. Now, we're going to go right to the lines. We've got a caller this evening from Loveland, Colorado. Sophia, welcome to the program. It's nice to have you on Orthodoxy Live.
Thank you, Father Evan.
Welcome, Sophia. What's your question for us tonight?
Father, my question is, what do you feel is the biggest misconception that Protestants and evangelicals have regarding the Orthodox faith?
Well, that could be a number of different things. You know, I think in my time as a parish priest and working as a missionary priest, I found that many Protestants will often right away compare the Orthodox Church directly with the Catholic Church. And you'll even hear oftentimes Orthodox explain to their Protestant friends that the Orthodox Church is simply Catholicism without the Pope. And so for many Protestants, this is an immediate turnoff because of the history that those two churches share. So oftentimes you find that the way that they view Orthodoxy is through this Western lens, that somehow we're just like the Catholic Church, but without a Pope. Now, of course, there's a lot of other misconceptions that Protestants may have about the Orthodox Church. A lot of them have to do with the way that we view even the most basic ideas of Christianity. I don't know in your own life if you've run into this. Have you?
Probably the biggest thing that I've run into is there seems to be an idea that we are not very Bible-based.
Well, that's
which
certainly
is so
true.
Far from the truth, yes.
Yeah, I can tell you a story as a young man. It was actually probably even before I was a young man, I was about 9, 10 years old. Often when I was in school or riding the school bus or in class or at recess, my friends would ask me what I was. And by that, they meant what religion. And I would tell them that I was Greek Orthodox, at which point they'd often think, well, are you Jewish? Or I usually dreaded the time in which we would study the Greek gods because everybody would turn to me and say, Armitage. Well, tell us about Zeus or Poseidon. And of course, I didn't have a clue because I didn't grow up as someone who knew much about the Greek gods, but I knew a lot about our faith. Well, one day I was speaking with my grandfather about this, and he looked at me and he said, you know, when you're in school next and someone asks you, he says, remind them that the epistles of Paul written to, let's say, the church in Corinth are cities that are near your hometown where your family's from in Greece. And I was reading the scriptures as a young man, but I think oftentimes, as you said it, the misconception is that Orthodox don't know their scriptures. Now, I was asked this question a bit ago, and my response was that as far as Orthodox go, we may know our Bible better than we would know, than we would like to say, or we may know our Bible even better than we even realize. And much of our scriptures are taught to us through the worship and the hymns, and so sometimes we don't have that direct correlation with the scriptures. But certainly, as Orthodox Christians, you know, our faith comes out of the scriptures, it's rooted in the scriptures, our worship is. I think as Christians, we need to take up the idea that we can speak out of the scriptures and answer from the scriptures as Orthodox Christians. I'll give you a simple example. We have so many traditions and services in the church that directly follow out of Scripture. One that's done in the Greek churches is called the service of the Artoklesia. I'm sure you know the service, right?
Yes.
So we take five loaves and we bring them out onto the solea and bless them. And that service comes from the only miracle recorded in all four Gospels, the feeding of the 5,000 in the wilderness. And so as Orthodox Christians, we have a deep scriptural heritage, but I think as you pointed out, that sometimes people think we don't, you know. But
right.
I think that we certainly do. And so some of it's just getting comfortable with the language and being able to explain what we believe to our friends in the Protestant world. Well, thanks for your call, Sophia.
Thank you, Father. Thanks for that explanation.
Sure. Good night.
Good night.